The third season premiere of Nashville on ABC is tomorrow night, and we just happen to have with us this morning the lady who plays Scarlett. Claire Bohn is with us. Hello, hello, Claire, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. It's so weird to hear you with the Australian accent. I'm so used to you being on the show, and it's like, how are you doing that?
Oh, God, thank you.
When the show first came on, everybody's like, oh, I don't know, Nashville, is this thing going to work? And here you are two seasons later, ready to start season number three, and everybody is watching this show.
It's exciting, and the first episode's going to be really, really cool. I can't wait for tomorrow night. It's kind of like the pilot, but more explosive, and everything happens. So it will be really cool. I'm glad everybody's tuning in.
Well, now, you can't just say everything's going to happen, and it's going to be this big, explosive episode without giving us a little tidbit. Like, what's the big, explosive moment of the season premiere tomorrow night?
Well, nobody is left out. I can't tell you the big, big, explosive moment, but I can tell you that there's lots happening this season. Juliet's grappling with her pregnancy, and you don't know who the father is. So she's going through that kind of roller coaster, and there's Raina, who is either choosing or not choosing. You don't know. Scarlett's trying to figure out where she belongs. But one of the really cool things about the first episode is just the deepening of the friendship between her and Avery and Gunnar.
Yeah, that's a big, like, triangle. You three, and then you throw Zoe into the mix. I mean, I don't know who's dating who, who's with who. I don't know. It's just like all this big shocking stuff going on.
Yeah, it's difficult to keep up with, but don't worry. We'll keep you updated.
Now, you're talking about your Uncle Deacon. Is he going to hit the bottle again this season?
He's going to be something else. You can ask him. Sorry.
Wow, you're very evasive this morning. And are you going to have another nervous breakdown?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Why not, right? Claire Bohn's our special guest here this morning. She plays Scarlett on Nashville, which is coming back tomorrow. And the cool thing with Nashville is you guys have so many guest stars from the country music industry that pop up on this show. And tomorrow night, no different, Florida-Georgia Line on the season premiere. Do you get to join them in a song or anything on this episode?
I can't tell you, but we've got three live performances that we're performing twice each for the East and West Coast, so nobody's left out. So we've got Florida Georgia Line, Chris Carmack, who plays Will Lexington, and Chip Esten, my Uncle Deacon.
Right.
And for 24 hours after the show, fans can get a free download of the live songs performed that night at www.abc.com/musiclounge. So jump in and grab it while it's free. Otherwise, you've got to grab it on iTunes.
Wow.
But it's going to be a really, really cool night. I'm excited to do live stuff. It's stuff can go wrong. It's fun.
The third season premiere of Nashville is tomorrow night on ABC. So can you give us any surprise besides tomorrow night?
We're going to have Sarah Evans and Luke Bryan will be joining us this season themselves. So that's exciting. And I get to work with Mike Kelty Williamson, who's probably best known for his role in Forrest Gump as Bubba.
Oh, no kidding.
He is fantastic. He's just the most lovely, genuine, generous artist I've ever worked with. So I'm really, really excited. Scarlett and he developed a lovely bond.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Forrest Gump, Claire, because I understand you do a dynamic Forrest Gump impersonation. Yeah, that's what
no,
I heard.
No, I don't. I really don't. You what? Haven't heard that at all.
Come on, say Jenny.
Oh, no. Sorry, there are some things that you can subject me to at this time of the morning, and there are others that you can't.
Well, Claire, good luck with season three of Nashville. We will all be watching tomorrow night and can't wait to see what explodes that you won't tell us tomorrow night on ABC.
Thanks for having me.